from Seoul, Korea. KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung apologizes to the public in response to a sharp fall in his approval rating since last week's elections, saying he humbly accepts the criticism. The National Election Commission did not convene an official meeting before it lowered the minimum number of ballot papers that must be available during the local elections. And workers at Kakao launch a partial strike, calling for job stability and improvements to the company's compensation structure. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. President Lee Jae-myung has apologized to the public in response to a sharp fall in his approval rating, saying he humbly accepts the sober assessment. He made the apology on social media on Wednesday as he shared a news article about his approval rating having plummeted by more than 9 percentage points since last week's local elections, and said he will be humbler, make greater efforts to reach out to the people, and be more inclusive in conducting state affairs. According to a survey of 1,002 adults nationwide conducted by the Korea Society Opinion Institute on Monday and Tuesday, 50.4% of the respondents said the president was doing a good job, while 45.7% disapproved of his performance. The approval rating is 9.4 percentage points lower than the corresponding figure from a similar poll conducted in the fourth week of May, and the Institute said the results likely reflect disappointment over the ruling Democratic Party's failure to win key posts, including the Seoul mayoralty. The survey had a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. The National Election Commission did not convene an official meeting before it lowered the minimum number of ballot papers that must be available during the June 3rd local elections. According to NEC data obtained by the offices of main opposition People Power Party representatives Kim Sung-soo and Kim Min-jeon on Wednesday, the election watchdog's secretary general authorized a decision in December to lower the threshold from 60% of the eligible voter population to 50%. Later the same month, the watchdog revised the manual on election procedures to reflect that change without calling an official meeting, based solely on the approval of its chief election policy officer. The NEC, which has cited an increase in early voting and concerns about excess ballots being misplaced or giving rise to allegations of election rigging, also did not have contingency plans to address possible shortages. According to the NEC, 91 voting centers nationwide ran out of ballots on June 3rd and had to use additional ones sent by the watchdog, and voting had to be temporarily stopped at 26 locations. A joint prosecution police team has been formed to investigate the cause of the ballot shortages nationwide. The Supreme Prosecutor's Office announced the formation of the joint team on Tuesday, 2 days after President Lee Jae-myung requested a parliamentary probe and ordered fact-finding by the prosecution and the police. The 27-member team is led by Kim Tae-hoon, the third deputy chief prosecutor at the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office. Workers at Kakao, the operator of South Korea's leading messaging service, held a partial strike calling for job security and improvements to the company's compensation structure. The partial walkout ran from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday, and union members staged a rally near the company building in Pangyo, Gyeonggi Province. The walkout was the first at the company headquarters since its founding, and workers from Kakao and its four affiliates, Kakao Pay, Kakao Enterprise, DK Tekken, and XL Games, took part. Earlier, mediated talks between labor and management fell through, with the two sides divided over the allocation of last year's operating profit for bonuses and the inclusion of restricted stock units in the incentive program. The union plans to stage another walkout June 29th. President Lee Jae-myung has landed in Brussels, the first stop on his European tour, where he is set to hold summit talks with the leaders of Belgium and the European Union. Upon his arrival on Tuesday, Lee met with Korean residents in the country and promised to turn South Korea into a better country to make them proud of their homeland, in an apparent reference to recovery efforts following the 2024 martial law action. The president said he has confidence in the country's potential to overcome the current situation, as it has already transformed itself from a recipient of foreign aid into an economically advanced state and a global cultural powerhouse. On Wednesday, he is expected to hold summit talks with Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever on ways to promote bilateral trade and expand business cooperation, and to make a courtesy call on King Philippe. Later in the day, the South Korean leader will meet with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen for discussions on trade and security. The main opposition People Power Party's three-term representative Jong Jomsik has been elected as the new party floor leader. During a general assembly of party lawmakers on Wednesday, Jong won 55 votes in a runoff against four-term representative Kim Do-eup, who secured 48 votes. The runoff came after a first round of voting in which none of the three candidates, including three-term representative Song Il-jong, obtained a majority. Following his election, Jong said he would engrave deep in his heart the heavy and important responsibility his fellow representatives had entrusted to him, that of rebuilding the party and regaining the public's confidence. Jong, who was backed by the party's mainstream and was once close to ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol, promised to fulfill his duties free of any influence from specific figures or factions. Because of large crowds expected to gather in downtown Seoul ahead of South Korea's first match at the FIFA World Cup in 2 days, city officials are urging citizens to use public transportation and take precautions to stay safe in the heat. The Seoul Metropolitan Government said it expects many people to gather in Gwanghwamun Square for public cheering events that will take place throughout the 2026 FIFA World Cup to support the national football team, whose first match will be held on Friday against Czechia. As the arrival of event-goers will coincide with morning commute hours, authorities are bracing for massive crowds and traffic jams around Gwanghwamun, Sejongdaero, and other major roads in the area, as well as nearby subway stations and bus stops. The city government said people who work in the affected areas should prepare for heavy congestion and plan ahead. In addition, as hot weather is expected, authorities are recommending that people who attend drink plenty of water and minimize sun exposure as much as possible. The national weather forecast shows areas in the central region and inland parts of the Chungcheong provinces and North Gyeongsang province may get between 5 and 30 millimeters of rain through Wednesday. Meanwhile, southern regions will continue to see mostly clear skies. On Thursday, morning low temperatures across the country will range from 12 to 18 degrees Celsius, while daytime highs will peak between 23 and 29 degrees. In Seoul, the temperature will start at 16 degrees before warming to a high of 26 degrees in the afternoon. Showers are expected in most parts of the nation, while South Jeolla province and South Gyeongsang province will stay dry Thursday. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 366.11 points, or 4.52%, on Wednesday, to close at 7,730.82. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 16.18 points, or 1.67%, to close at 951.63. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.